Armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran is to test fire Iran's latest missiles. Major General Amir Ali Hajizadeh, commander of the Islamic Republic Guards Corps, or the IRGC, Aerospace Force, announced in a conference in Tehran, Iran will test fire short-range, mid-range, and long-range surface-to-surface missiles for 3 days, starting Monday, July the 2nd, in Kavir Semnan in central Iran. Commander of the IRGC Aerospace Force also announced the production of Iran's latest missile called the anti-radar ballistic missile, which has a range of 300 kilometers.
We will soon introduce our anti-radar ballistic missile, which our experts have completed. It has a capability to detect any perceptive radar.
In addition, the commander also referred to America's spy RQ-170 plane, which was brought down by Iran's military, saying,
"We have already started studying this plane in detail. This is not something America's military uses. It's part of their black ops. We know the base of this spy plane is in Kandahar province. U.S. has used it against Pakistan several times and also used it to kill Osama bin Laden."
In a direct reference to Israel's rhetoric against Iran, the commander reiterated,
"If Israel was capable of attacking Iran, it would have already done it. Look at how many countries the Zionist regime has invaded in the past. However, if they try to attack, we will annihilate them completely."
He also commented on the ongoing unrest in Syria and said Western countries supplying arms to terrorists in Syria is not the solution. Iran's military has test-fired two missiles into air this year, one called Qiyam, which has a range of 800 kilometers, and the other called Khalij Fars, which has a range of 300 kilometers. Amir Hossein Iskandar, Press TV, Tehran.